Rabbana, Rabbana.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
Rabbana, Rabbana, ya Rabbana, ya Rabbana, ya Hayyu wa ya Qayyum, nawwir qalbana.
You're listening to the program The Key on IRIB English Radio with Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, The Key, here at IRIB English Radio. I'm your host, Shiraz Agha. Thank you for joining us here today. Today on The Key, we're going to be looking at a problem which is kind of mentioned today, especially by non-Muslims. And it's kind of tied up with the idea that Islam is a violent religion, and also that it's anti-feminine, and it doesn't allow any rights for women. So this problem specifically, it's concerned with relations between a man and his wife. And the source of the objection comes from a verse of the Holy Quran. That verse is verse 34 of Surah Nisa. I'm going to read the translation for you today, and then we'll talk about it. In this verse, God says, "And as for those wives whose misconduct you fear, first advise them, and if ineffective, keep away from them in the bed, and as the last resort, beat them. Then if they obey you, do not seek any course of action against them. Indeed, Allah is all exalted, all great." Right. So in this verse, God Almighty, there's a mention, God Almighty mentions the act of physically, you know, hitting one's wife. And so this has become a source of objection, and it become a misgiving for a lot of people. They say that Islam is a violent religion, especially towards women. All right, so we're going to examine this question today. First of all, we would like to say that this permission to beat one's wife is specifically regarding the act where a wife or a woman prevents her husband from benefiting from her sexually and from establishing sexual relations with her. It's not related to anything else. Like, for example, if a woman doesn't want to clean the house, doesn't want to do the dishes, doesn't want to do the laundry, doesn't want to do anything like that, right? Then Islam hasn't forced her to do so, and her husband doesn't have any right upon her. He can't force her to do so, or even physically abuse her from this point of view. In fact, she can actually demand a wage for it. This is something that's been mentioned in Islamic jurisprudence. At the same time, if she prevents her husband from, you know, enjoying sexual relations with her, then a series of steps have been mentioned in this verse, which the husband should follow in order to resolve this difficulty and this problem. So first of all, we'd like to say, before anything, that this sexual enjoyment that a husband can take from his wife is one of the rights that Islam has allowed and given to the husband. And just like any right, you know, if somebody is prevented from their right, then, you know, God, as a just God, you know, he's allowed the person to fight for his right and secure his right in front of the person who is oppressing him and preventing him from securing his rights. Right, but in general, if we examine this verse, we can see that, as we said in the beginning of the program, God Almighty has mentioned a series of steps that this husband should take, before the actual act of physically hitting, you know, this person's wife, which we'd like to mention, you know, and explain to you today. Imam Raza alayhi salam said, وَالزَّرْبُ بِالسِّوَاكْ وَشِبْهِهِ زَرْبًا رَفِيقًا. The Imam said that this person should hit his wife with a siwak. A siwak is a small piece of wood, you know, and even bigger than a toothbrush, for example. And also the Imam adds that the act of hitting should be very, very lenient, and it shouldn't be very powerful. It shouldn't cause any kind of physical harm to the wife. We'd like to also say that Islam, you know, with respect to family problems and so on and so forth, husband and wife relations between parents and their children and these kind of matters, Islam says that, in general, that before the resolution to this problem is sought out outside of the home, Islam says it's better for the problem to be resolved inside the home itself. This is something that we can see in reflected in this verse in the Holy Quran. Thank you for joining us here on The Key. We were looking at God's giving permission to a husband to beat his wife and whether this is an act of violence and contrary to the perfection of Islam as a religion. Thank you for joining us. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Shiraz Hussein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy on the program The Key on IRIB English Radio.
You can also send your questions to English Radio at irib.ir.